I hope your day is full of stuffing and green bean casserole and mashed potatoes. You got to have mashed potatoes and candied yams and turkey and cranberry sauce and gravy. You know what it is. It's a Thanksgiving episode, bitches. What's up? It's me, Shank. We have an amazing episode of Shank for you today with the one, the only Gabby Lamb. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Gabby Lamb, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, buy tickets to the This Bitch and Friends comedy show. It's this Sunday, November 26th. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Josh Potter, Kim Congdon, Beth Stelling, Pauly Shore, and Bobby Lee. It's going to sell out. It's in the main room of the Comedy Store. Buy tickets and come hang out with us. It's going to be so fun. Then also, I'm coming to Texas. I don't know exactly where I'm going to be in Texas, most likely Mothership, and that's going to be next week. So look out for me there if you're in Austin. And yeah, that's it. Oh, Brea. Brea, come out to see Kimmy and I. Brea, December 27th, just 2 days after Christmas. Come laugh with us. Okay, before we get into this week's episode of Shank, I just want to tell you about one more thing, and that's, oh yeah, socks. Look down at your feet right now. You know what you need? Slippers. Yeah, you need slippers. They keep you cozy. They keep you comfy. It's my favorite time of year for a nice pair of slippers. And Oh Yeah Socks has so many of them. Shop ohyah.com. That's 3OHYEAH.com. Discount code SARAH10. That's SARAH10 for 10% off unique slipper and sock designs. They make amazing stocking stuffers. Go check it out. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Gabby Lamb. Here it is. What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Shank. Today's guest is the one, the only Gabby Lamb.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we are back.
People do love you on the pod. They're asking for you to come back.
No, are you lying?
Yeah, when I like make a post and I'm like, who do you guys want to come back there? I was like, Gabby Lamb.
No.
Yes.
Don't.
Yes.
No, you're making
they
don't.
Like, you love it.
Don't. You're
oh,
making
please
me
don't. New tattoos?
None. No, I can't afford them right now.
Because you're going back to school. It's so like Rodney Dangerfield of you.
Thank you so much. Going back to school.
Gabby Lamb.
I'm going to City College.
what classes are you taking?
Philosophy, history, and English.
Damn.
So I wanted to take some other ones, but they were all required prerequisites. And I was like, I don't have the time for that.
Okay. So have you didn't go to college?
I went to theater school. That doesn't count.
I mean,
it's not real college. It's not real college.
Do you have to do like general ed if you're at theater school?
I had to in order to like go to City College. Okay. Did you just ask that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was trying to do the math to understand.
No. And here's the thing. I'm trying to do the math to understand as well. I did have to take classes, but I don't know why.
At theater school?
Yeah.
Like math classes?
Yes. But I don't know if that was to go to theater school. I don't know if that was just to go to the City College itself.
Wait, you went to theater school? This is a plot twist.
Yeah. So
I mean, it checks out.
Yeah, I did go to, I went to Los Angeles City College, and I, when I first moved to LA, that's where I went. And I took like I took psychology 101 English, like preschool level math, because that's all I can do.
So hard. Like if somebody brought me an algebra problem,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we try to do one?
No, because it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, let's try to do it.
Okay, yeah.
Can you write down some type of algebra thing for both of us?
It's so fucking embarrassing.
And like make it like kind of a hard one.
Make it kind of, because I can't divide. I really can't multiply. Like I can't do it.
No, when I think of long division, I break out into a sweat.
See you later. I haven't even thought about long division in 100 years.
But Jai, also, can you find the answer so we can know how off we are?
Yeah.
No, I'm scared.
So that's, I did that. And then I went to theater school at the City College, and it was like a 3.5 year program.
Okay. Were there weirdos in your theater school?
Of course.
Like, tell me some highlights.
So it was very small. It reminds me a lot of actually the comedy community because it's like, so we would like, we had our little classes. So each class had like 10 to 20 people in it. So the school in itself was very small.
Okay.
There were maybe like maybe 100 of us.
Okay.
They got very incestuous, right? Because we were there all day long.
Like everyone at the theater school was fucking?
Oh, everybody was fucking. Everybody's fucking everybody. Everybody's in each other's business. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
And like what kind of, are you doing like Shakespeare and then fucking your
sort
classmates?
Of, it was, we didn't really do that many
plays.
We did only, we exclusively did plays, but we did more contemporary shit. We didn't do a lot of
old, like Shakespearean
we
shit.
We did study Chekhov for a little while, but not a lot of Shakespeare.
Well,
and
so
I think that's because none of the professors were actually qualified to teach Shakespeare because it was a city college.
Right. So right. They're like, we're going to do The Odd Couple.
Yeah. Literally, always The Odd Couple.
Right. That's a contemporary it, one. All, yeah. Neil Simon.
Yeah. There it is.
I was his caretaker for a second.
Were you really?
Yeah.
So,
it was,
yeah.
It was fucking crazy.
Every fucking scene from The Odd Couple, literally.
Yeah. He has so many plays.
So many plays.
And they're all so good. Well, so, okay. So do you want to be an actress?
Well, no. So, I mean, that's what I thought I wanted to
that's
do.
That's what I wanted to do, too.
Oh, right. And then
I did Groundlings.
Yeah, I did UCB. Like, yeah.
I'm working on my space work. Yeah, nobody right? come near me. This is a box.
It's so funny. Yeah. And like, I'm going to pour my coffee. Oh, my God. And then you like forget to set it down. And
then they yell at you.
They're like, where'd your coffee go? And you're like, I don't fucking know. Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's on the ground. Let me get it.
Yeah, that's what it is. And they'd be like, you know, you're good at the improvising. It's just the space work. They called it space work.
Yeah,
like your space work needs work. And I was like, because I'm not a mime. And in real life, you would have a fucking jar.
Yeah. And in real life, you'd have a fucking jar.
Right.
Yeah. You'd shut the fucking door. I can't. Come on.
I know.
Yeah. And that
was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
And then there's people that like kept repeating level one. And I was like, I'm not going to be held back from level one improv
school. Groundlings.
So I quit. Yeah. I was like, I'm out. I'm done.
I see. I feel that. Cause that's like what I experienced at UCB. I was like, I don't like this. But I think like through going to theater school, I realized that I hated acting so much. And then I found comedy.
But like, I feel like you'd be a good actress.
Well now, but that now with stand-up, I'm like, well, this is an easier way to carve out how to be an act, like to be an actor.
It's like all right there. Yeah.
Right. Like now it's like, we've already created enough of our own world that like people, you know what
I
mean?
People think of you and they're like, right. Yeah.
Right.
You want to come do this? I got this one offer and get this email. It's like, hey. Wondering if you're interested in playing a superhero in my movie. It's like this random guy. The last thing he did was in 98.
Yeah, okay.
Of course. I click on it. I'm like, I'm right back. I'm like, what's the pay rate? He's like $1,000.
Oh, yeah, for the whole movie.
For the whole movie.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, no, that's going to be a no for me. So I turn it down. Same guy hits up Kim.
Stop.
Kim's like, so I have this audition for like this superhero movie.
Stop.
And I go, don't do it. She's like, why not? I'm like, because
bitch, it's $1,000.
It's $1,000 and he hasn't done anything since 1998. You're gonna get like trafficked. You can't just like
no.
go. To- so he's like, so she
stop. He did not.
He contacted Kim through Kim's manager.
Yeah.
And so Kim's manager sent it to her and was like, do you want to do this? And she was like, I don't know, because it seemed more legit because it was like through her manager. So then she agrees to do it. They get on a call and he's like,
no,
he's like, you need to pick out lingerie for the superhero movie. And she's like, I'm out. I'm not doing it. She was like, I was on Amazon. And he was like, so any of these look good?
Are you?
No. I mean, a superhero movie where you need lingerie.
Oh my god.
This isn't Marvel, bitch.
Yeah. No.
This
thinking,
is Marble.
It is fucking Marble.
Yeah.
It's Marvel. I can't fuck him and fuck that movie.
Oh my god, I'm scared. I have
Do you want to read them yourself or do you want me to read them to you?
Read them to
us.
Because
they look scarier if you look at them.
There's no
There's the simplest algebra problems I could find too. Okay. And I could solve them. Okay.
Okay, let's see.
Not she can solve them.
I know.
that was so confident of you.
It was just super basic.
She said, a first grader can solve them.
Don't look at the back.
Don't look at the back.
Don't look at the
back. That's where the answers are.
Wait, so can we get another page, a paper for Gabby so we can both try to solve this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
girl, yeah. Absolutely not. I can't even, I don't even know what's happening here. Right. I know. Let me.
You know the first one.
Two times equals six?
It's red. 2x equals six. Solve for x.
Solve for x. Oh, God.
No.
So when you put an x next to a number, that means it's multiplied by. So you have to solve for x. So whatever x is multiplied by 2 equals six.
Is it 1?
It's 3.
No.
It's 3.
It's 3.
Two times three equals six.
Wait, so when you multiply something by one, it's the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's itself.
So 2 times 1 equals 2?
Yeah. And 2 times 2 equals?
Girl, I can't. 4. I can't do this today. This is too embarrassing.
Should we keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, number 2.
No. These were the easiest ones you could find?
Yeah. These were the like,
no, because this is giving pre-calculus.
I had to take calculus in school. I cheated the whole way.
No, I couldn't even get past algebra fucking 1.
I have a reoccurring nightmare that I have to go back to calculus. Hold on. I need a pen. I can't just do this.
Gun to my head. You would have to kill me. You would have to fucking kill me.
Solve for X.
2 times blank minus 4 equals x minus 10.
No. So the x on both sides have to be the same number.
No, they can't be.
Oh.
But they can't be because that doesn't make sense. That's not real. X.
Oh.
2x minus 4.
So 2 times what number minus 4 is. Hold I used on. To love
Isn't
these
there
problems
like a way
in
to
algebra.
Solve for this that I don't know? This one. The way. This one is fucking fucked up. Gabby,
this one's fucked
Pythagorean
up.
Theorem.
I feel humiliated.
No, I can't.
Pythagorean theorem?
Pythagorean theorem.
A plus B squared equals C squared.
Okay, you're giving genius.
What?
You're giving genius.
I know Pythagorean theorem. No. I took geometry twice.
Bitch, I'm sweating. Okay, here you are acting like you can't fucking do math, but all of a sudden you're like, I'm in calculus. I'm in geometry.
No. I took geometry twice is what I said.
Which
I failed.
Is big. I don't even think I could get into it. You're talking
this,
a lot of shit for a bitch who can do math.
I just knew 2 times 3 equals 6.
Two times.
This one?
No, stop, because I'm losing my.
2x minus 4 equals x minus 10. Mm-hmm. So the x has to be the same.
Yes.
But there's a way to solve it, right? Oh, Pythagoras. Yeah,
you have to simplify the expression.
A squared plus B squared.
I'm out. Kill me. I'm out.
Simplify the expression.
I can't do this. It's going to take me literally the entire podcast.
Okay. What's this one? 5x minus 3 divided by 2 equals 11. I do think I could solve this.
So if you add 4 to both sides, so 4 plus 4, like 2x minus 4 plus 4 equals x minus 10 plus 4.
You lost me.
Wait, what?
No, you
so
lost me.
That 4, so 2x minus 4, if you...
2x minus 4,
okay, equals x
plus 4... So if you add 4 to both sides,
there's an 8 somewhere in there.
You add 4 to both sides. Mm-hmm. Oh, because you just go plus 4. Mm-hmm. And that's how you solve it.
Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-mm.
So what's negative? Negative 10 plus 4 is what?
Negative 10 plus 4 is negative 6.
Uh-huh.
Is that the answer? It's a negative?
It's
oh, I would have.
Negative.
Okay.
No.
Is this algebra 2?
Yeah.
This is algebra 1.
No, this is
fucking
this,
panic attack.
I actually looked up. It's
girl,
sixth
you should
grade
just done
algebra.
No.
Sixth grade, not easy. At least it's not fourth grade.
This is sixth grade algebra.
It is sixth grade algebra.
Dude.
See, when I tested into math, though, when I went to LACC, I tested into first grade. It was. No. I think it was either first or third grade math. Either way, I failed. So that's where we're at.
I had to take, when I went to college, they said, you're not ready for algebra. You have to take pre-algebra. And I'm not joking. When I got there, there's like people like on feeding tubes in the class. And I was like, am I supposed to be in this class? They're like, yeah.
They're like, you're supposed to be on a feeding tube.
They're like, listen, bitch. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, there's one more. And I don't
you're
feel like
on your own
fractions,
that.
Fractions and algebra at the same time.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
what
not.
What times 5 minus 3 over divided by 2.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what 9 times 3
11.
Is.
11. What's divided by 2 equals 11?
9 times 3?
Yeah, I don't even know.
22. So add 9 3 times. That's
so it's not 16.
Wait. I'm done. I'm done.
It might
I,
be. No, look at the answer. Not. Look at the answer in the back.
9, 10, 5. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 5, 18, 10? 19, 20,
21. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. That I should have got.
Is 9 times 3, 27? I can't. Yes. No.
Yes, you did it.
No, because I counted on my little fingers, because that's the only way I can do math is
she
if I count.
She needs an albatross.
I do need an albatross. Is that what they're called? Probably. That's the thing.
It's all like old-timey?
Those are with like the beads yeah. and shit, right? Yeah. That like babies play with.
Yeah. I had those. Okay, so this was horrific. That was and horrific. Appalling and... Maybe like an English question.
An English question. Hey, if you try to tell me how to write an essay, I can do that lickety fucking split.
The same. Yeah. With my eyes closed. That's how I got into college. My English was high. Yeah. And my math was so low.
Yeah.
I was like.
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I was able to graduate high school. They were like, well, it's weird because your reading comprehension skills and the way that you can write an essay is so good. But what the fuck's happening over here?
Yeah.
What's going on? I don't know. That fucking was retard.
That was horrible.
That was horrible. I hated that. I hated every second.
I only
of that.
Got number one right.
So that's been the podcast, you guys. Thank you so much.
We're bad at school. We're bad at math. Mm-mm. Don't let the. Mm-mm. Now I'm like, do I need to go back to school?
I'm literally going back.
I'm like, do I need to take a fucking math class?
I'm going back because I have too much time on my hands. I'm too fucking. Like, I need to think about something
other than myself.
Other than myself. All I do is think about myself.
I'm like,
it's not good.
No, it's mentally ill.
It's mentally ill, and they're not good thoughts. No. So I got to learn. I got to learn something. I got to go talk to somebody about
something.
Unless
you have, like, a career or something where you have to use math every single day. It's like, can't really expect
us. You do make me feel better. You do make me feel better about that. Like, we don't need to know this. We're funny.
But and that's very true.
You know?
And that's very, we don't need to know that.
Hey, we can pay someone to do our taxes for us. Bye.
And here's the thing.
I feel liberated now.
And you ripped up the fucking...
I ripped up, I freed ourselves from the chains of math.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'd be better with money if I knew anything about how to do it. No,
yeah. The money thing. The money thing is... is fucking crazy, dude. That's crazy. What we should learn in school.
How to have money.
How to like, yeah.
Yeah.
Function in the world. Like how to write a check. Like... Taxes, all that shit. Anything. Taxes.
What does it even mean? What's a W-2? What's a 1090?
What's 1099? A 1099.
A W-9 and 1099. What's a
W-9? Yeah, I just make an invoice?
What even is an invoice? Hey, health insurance, how do you do that?
Nobody knows. I don't think anyone knows.
No.
Like, if I was listening, I was, like, high in the car the other day in a Kaiser Permanente. I'm stuttering on Permanente. They're not going to be a sponsor anytime soon.
That's fine.
Commercial comes on, and I was like, they're really, the way that they were advertising it, I was like, this feels like lying. I was like, yeah. The way they were pitching their hospital was like it was a world-class no, life-changing hospital, and that's not.
You're not
case.
Cedars Sinai.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Not Cedars.
Kaiser needs to chill the fuck out.
Kaiser's the fucking lowest of the low.
I know. And I was like, if I was an alien and I arrived on this planet, I might sign up for Kaiser based on this commercial.
Look, and that's how they fucking get you.
And that's how they get you.
That's how they fucking get you. Wait, who do you have with health insurance? Who's your health insurance?
I have Blue Shield.
How much do you pay?
A lot. My parents helped me pay for my health insurance.
Yeah,
if I'm being honest.
My fucking health insurance is going in the toilet in December because they're like shutting the whole place down and I pay nothing for it. Now I'm like, well, yeah, for health insurance.
The whole health insurance thing really stresses me out.
Scam.
It's a scam. I'm like, you know, in other countries, you're like, oh, you break your wrist, you get like better treatment than you get here with insurance.
Here, they're like, just staple it. You have a stapler at home. Yeah. Just staple it.
Just ice it.
Literally. You have ice? Take some aspirin.
Yeah. Did you try Tylenol?
Yeah. Literally.
Oh no.
I know.
It's so fucked up.
Yeah. Just tape it.
And
super
I'm like,
glue it.
I'm like, okay. I just think it's a little fucked up. The whole healthcare system's completely collapsing. And then we're just like paying taxes still.
Don't get me fucking started on that.
Is this even an interesting pot? I'm getting rageful suddenly.
And then people expect us to talk about the war. I'm like, I don't even know what.
I'm like, how do we have money how do we even have this much money for war, but we don't have health insurance?
And then there we fucking go. And see, that's
the number one question.
I know. And that's where people are going to start getting real worked up.
I'm worked up about it.
I'm fucking worked up. I'm worked up that I don't even know how to do long division.
Well, we don't need to. We don't need it. No. That wasn't even long division. I'm scared. I honestly thought, to be honest, I thought I was going to be able to solve at least two.
Oh, I gave up after the first one, which was, I guess, the easiest one. I thought
it got harder after.
Yeah, the first one I could do.
And I still got that wrong. 2x equals.
Dude, I used to get. Four? I used to get like six. This, I remember six? Like my teachers would do this.
Oh God, that was so. And the way they would do a frowny face is so degrading. Face. It's degrading. They're like 49%. Fuck you. You might as well just write "fuck you" in red ink.
I was like, I didn't even know I could get a 49%.
Do you remember in class when they would like when the teachers would read out the answers to tests and you'd always hear it when kids would get them right? They'd be like, yes,
yay.
Why is that such a specific experience of like every fucking kid in class? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Wait, do you remember the kids that would be like, oh, when they're raising their hand, yeah, moaning?
It's like, relax.
Have you ever been that kid?
I was never that kid.
I think there were days I was.
I was never that kid. I was not that confident, but I would always write everything on my hands. My hands would sweat. Because I have such bad retention, memory retention. So I cheated on everything because I simply could not remember.
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up. Fucked up. No,
school system isn't for everybody.
It sure isn't.
No, they don't. They only like teach one kind of learning
child, though, like the perfect child who can remember things and do math.
Dude. And they imagine having to homeschool. I'm like, yeah, your algebra, honey. We're gonna get you a tutor.
Why would anybody? Why?
Mommy doesn't know. Well, you know what my mom used to say to me when we would fight doing homework? She would say, "I already finished fourth grade."
No, she wouldn't.
Yes! I'm mad about it.
Nine? She's like, I already finished this.
Yeah, because I would cry, and I was like, I need help. She'd help me, and I would like throw myself on the floor because it was math.
Not her degrading you for being 9 years old. She said, I
already finished school. I already finished fourth grade.
Do you feel cool, Mom?
I just unlocked because
you're fucking
like
acting like you're still in the fourth grade.
I just unlocked some core memory shit.
That's crazy. That's one I would push way the fuck down. Yeah. That's a dark one. Yeah.
And then I remember I cried so hard doing my math homework. I poked my thigh with a pencil and I have like a little tattoo from that pencil still.
Oh no. She was so frustrated.
Did you have trouble? Like, did your mom help you with math?
Yeah, but they would lose their minds because I couldn't do it. Because I would cry. I would lose my fucking mind trying to do homework. I was a severely ADHD kid. I would not do my homework. I couldn't sit still. I would throw fucking fits. And then my parents would get mad and they'd be like, why can't you do this? And I'd be like, I don't fucking know. I mean, my brain is new.
Yeah.
I'm an 8 year old. What do you mean? Why can't I do this? I don't even know who I am.
Like that part of having a kid sounds horrible.
Imagine being mad at your kid, though, for not being able to do their homework. You're like, you're a brand new person. You're 8 years old.
Yeah.
You're eight.
Also, they get too much fucking homework.
Too much homework.
I'm sorry.
And then they draw frowny faces on your fucking shit when you don't do them right. You're eight.
You're like.
They're getting us ready for disappointment.
They really do. They fucking do.
It's very character building school.
And I'll tell you what, I was not strong enough to withstand it. That's why my self-esteem is in the fucking shithole. That's why I'm a comedian. Because guess what? I had no self-esteem growing up because of this shit.
None. Because of this.
Because of that.
That 49%. Yeah. I have nightmares that I have to do math.
So we grow up to be fucking clowns because we're like, well, this is the only way. And I wasn't even a class clown. I wasn't even like a funny kid.
You weren't?
No, I wasn't making kids laugh. I was scared and sad.
I was a class clown.
No, I wasn't.
I used to hang out. I was kind of like fat and weird. And I used to hang out with only the boys. And I got my period like really young.
Really?
Like 11.
That's really young.
I was like, I'm fucking dying.
When you were in sixth grade? I think I got mine in eighth grade.
I was in like fourth grade. Oh, that's too young.
No, you're not 11 in fourth grade because you're 10, 11 in the fifth grade.
You're 12 in the fifth grade.
Yeah, that's true.
You're 11 in fourth grade.
No, because I was... Because I'm August, my birthday was in August, so I was always behind.
So you were, okay, so that makes sense.
I think I was 10.
9 to 10 years old in fourth grade.
9 to 10 in
So you can be 11 in fourth grade.
Yeah, I was 11.
A little older.
Okay. Yeah, anyways. You're an older kid.
I guess.
You're on the back end.
Yeah. I'm like, I guess I am an older kid.
You are the older kid.
Yeah. Yes, I am. Dude, do you remember the sex talk at school?
You mean when they would take us out of classes and play those fucking horrendous tapes that were like shot in the 80s?
What were they?
Like the sex ed tapes that were like the sperm going into the egg.
That's not how they taught us at Catholic school. It was so fucked up. All right, guys, let's take a second from the pod to talk about our sponsors, Mochi Melt. That's right. You know what Mochi is? It's a lube. What better place than to find out about a new lube than here on Shank? If you like wet, wet sex, then I recommend going to MochiMelt.com shopping. You know, these are high-end fucking lubes, okay? Put it in your wife's stocking stuffer. Then she'll let you stuff her, okay? You're welcome. It's literally the best lube I've ever used. They smell amazing. They have really good flavors. You think flavored lube, you're like, no, I'm not on board. And then you try this and you're like, I would actually just snack on this. That's how good it is. ShopMochiMelt.com, discount code SHANK15. Give the gift of lube this holiday season. All right, guys, let's take a second from the pod to talk about our sponsor, Schedule 35. If you're like me, you love to microdose. Microdosing psilocybin has been a really beneficial tool for me, and there's only one company I use, and that's Schedule 35. You could head over to schedule35.co, shop discount code SHANK, S-H-E-N-K, 15 for 15% off. And yeah, you'll love it. Let's get back into the pod.
Okay. No, you went to Catholic school?
Yes.
Oh, then you had a really weird experience.
A really weird experience.
No, I went to regular fucking shitty San Diego public school.
Dude, so the virginity speech, this is what our teacher did.
Okay.
She says to everyone, you have an assignment. I need you to come in tomorrow.
How old are you?
12.
Okay.
I need you to come in tomorrow with a box wrapped, gift wrapped, like a present. Everyone do that. And so everyone comes in with like a box wrapped.
And you're not told why.
You're not told why. And then... it's already fucking weird. Then she just writes in like cursive S-E-X.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
And then she goes, okay, so consider your virginity a gift. And you have to be very picky with who you give your gift to.
This is wild.
I was like, well, what in the fuck does this even mean?
Were kids in your school fucking at that age?
I just remember, I don't know if people were fucking, but they were definitely getting like fingered and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I remember the first girl who got fingered. I was like, I cannot believe
and
it.
And she's like the school slut and everybody's yeah, like, she's getting fingered.
And everyone knows. Did you have one of those?
Yes. But we also, I remember in eighth grade, a girl had a baby. So we were having Remedios. Her kid now was like our age.
No.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Remedios had a baby in the eighth grade.
No.
It's so young.
No.
Eighth fucking gray.
Her parents got in trouble for that. You're
the way that they honestly probably didn't, you know, like these were like these kids, like parents were immigrants, you know, like they didn't fucking.
Oh my God. That's a nightmare. An eighth grader getting pregnant is a nightmare.
And I believe her boyfriend was older. So who was the fucking weirdo fucking an eighth grader? But
fuck.
Yeah.
No, I remember this girl got fingered and everyone talked about it. I was like, wow, she's advanced.
Yeah.
She was getting fingered and on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. On the Ferris wheel.
On the Ferris wheel? Yeah. It's kind of romantic.
It is.
Like, I would like to get fingered on a Ferris wheel. Then I was judgmental.
To this day, that's the name of this podcast. Fingered on a Ferris wheel.
It has to be.
Even till this day, I've never had anything romantic happen on.
On a Ferris wheel?
No. No.
Ferris wheels are kind of scary.
They're actually kind of dirty too, imagine.
Ew. I wouldn't getting fingered on it.
Ew, all dirty. Ew, by an eighth grader. Ew, who you know just had like fucking hot Cheetos on his fingers.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Damn, I can't believe she was in the eighth grade and had a baby. That's really young.
That is really young.
But then I'm like, and then I lost my virginity.
Did you pass notes?
Yeah, all the time. But I lost my virginity in eighth grade, so there it is.
How old are you?
I was going into, I must have been 12 and a half because I turned 13 my freshman year. I turned 13 in August going into my freshman year of high school.
Did your mom know?
No.
I lost my virginity when I was like 14.
Yeah, that's young.
It's so young. In hindsight, really young. I'm like, that's young.
You see a 14-year-old and you're like, you are a you're a tiny baby.
Yeah.
Not tiny this year's baby. Not the 14-year-old now, no.
Yeah, it's true. It's
TikTok.
But the 14-year-old
is it
now,
TikTok's fault?
It is.
Yeah. But I've heard that the teenagers now are like way more
not
like,
sexual.
Yeah, because of how exposed they are to everything. That it's like kind of just more for like looks and people like kids aren't actually like
horny
going through with shit. Yeah. Unlike us, we were all ugly and fucking.
Yeah.
We were all so ugly.
Well, that's how I got my reps in.
Yeah.
You know?
And honestly,
sometimes I think it.
Dude, the most sex I've ever had was in high school. I was fucking everybody in high school.
Yeah. All the time. And college for me.
Not in theater school, I guess. But I've like, I've fucked like four people in my adult life. And all before that, I think my body count's at like 50. It was literally all from like
college.
Eighth grade up until I was like 22. My ugliest years. Ugly.
Your ugliest, horniest.
I guess. Ugliest, horniest. Yeah.
I mean,
I was just wasted all the time too. So, you know.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That's how you make bad choices in college. Mm. And I remember waking up next to a guy and his tattoo on his back said, "In God we trust."
Hell yeah.
And I was like, no.
Hell yeah, brother.
He's gotta go.
I remember when I was.
He's gotta go.
And you fucked him.
I had already fucked him.
And you already did.
Yeah.
And he got that tattooed. I remember. And you know, was it in like the old English?
Yes.
Of course it was. Yeah.
you can picture it.
I can picture it for sure.
It's rough.
And what's wild is that he probably still has that tattooed unless he covered it up or got it removed. But there's like a good chance that it's still there.
No, it's still there. Okay. Like his wife looks
at it.
And
you're still fucking him.
No.
So that's how you know.
Actually, well, no.
Yeah.
I wonder if he listens to the pod.
And you know he does.
Do you think?
I don't know.
Do you think people who you've fucked listen to the pod? For sure.
I don't think for me, no.
Why?
I don't think they do.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, but I have the same feeling.
I don't think anybody I've had sex with
listens
or
to
dated listens
if you're,
to
if I've had sex with you and you're listening, sound off in the comments
below. Yeah. No, because now you're just going to get a bunch of weirdos being like, hey Sarah,
I fucked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I take it back.
Yeah.
Text me.
I don't think anybody, no, probably not.
Like your exes? Do you think your exes listen?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think they do. Half
I
of
don't
my
think
exes
mine
are comedians,
do either.
And I don't think they're listening.
No. Comedians definitely don't listen to comedians podcasts.
No, the only comedians podcast that I listen to is Tim Dillon.
Yeah, that's the only one I listen to.
I have friends that are like, did you listen to my podcast? I'm like, why would I ever listen to your podcast?
Are you fucking insane?
Yeah. No,
I know you in real life.
It's so funny like that you know that too, because we don't do that.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, I listen to Tim's because it's like my only
he's
like
a genius.
Because he's a genius and he's like a good
so
news source.
So fucking funny.
Yeah, but
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he is a good news source.
He's a great news source.
He's super fucking smart.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm like listening to NPR podcasts and like sometimes.
NPR makes me feel smarter.
NPR, and then I'll listen to Dax Shepard because he gets interesting guests, like psychologists.
I used to listen to Duncan Trussell all the time, but I kind of stopped because it never like pops in my head to like listen to someone else talk unless it's Tim.
Yeah. Tim's the only one that I listen to consistently.
Tim, yeah, he's the best.
Yeah. Did you go to his party last night?
No. Did you?
I was supposed to, and then I didn't get the details soon enough, and then by the time I did, I was already in bed, and then I got FOMO.
I didn't get invited.
Are you friends with him?
Loosely.
Okay.
Not, like, super close.
Okay, that makes...
Like, he did my podcast a long time ago.
Oh,
it was really fun.
Yeah.
But then he got really famous. Now he's really famous.
Okay.
But he's cool.
Okay.
Like, when I see him, he always says hi, and he's always nice, but we're not, like, close.
Okay.
He's the funniest person.
He's the funniest person. When I laugh.
Literally in the world.
In the world.
I'm like, how are you even this funny?
It's scary. Like being around him, I like don't even know what to say because I'm like, I can't even.
I'm like, you're like not, disassociating, looking at the floor.
Because I'm like, what am I
going
to say?
One time he said hi to me and I was like.
Yeah. You have to look at the ground.
Yeah.
When
he's
I
so
saw
funny.
Him, dude, I saw him a couple of weeks ago and he was like, hey, what do you think about this as a Halloween costume? The Middle East, but I'm covered in bloody dead babies. And I was like. Yeah. What do you even say to that? I was like, of course you can do that. Like, it's so funny coming from you.
But what was really funny was when he dressed up in like a hijab and also a yarmulke on his fucking podcast.
Remember when he was Epstein's Island? Yeah. Whatever it was. God, it was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the funniest.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I feel like he could do blackface and nobody would care.
People,
you know,
would be like, oh, it's just Tim making just a Tim statement. Villain.
Yeah.
That's like, how Tim's expressing himself.
He's so offensive. It's so wild. And he just, people are just like, yeah, it's Tim.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It is.
It's I can't.
I remember when I found out he was gay, I was like, this guy?
It made me like him more.
It made me like him more, too.
So much more. Because it's like, from because a straight like, guy, it's like, eh.
It's like, yeah.
We hear them like, I mean, not
say
that
all
he,
kinds of crazy
right,
shit.
Right, right, right. We've already got Bill Burr, but then, yeah. Add, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the best. Anyways.
Yeah, anyway. So listen to Tim Dolan's
listen
podcast.
To Tim, but don't finish this one first.
Yeah, finish this one because we've still got
ad.
Some shit to talk
this
about.
This is just
I know.
A fucking ad for Tim Dolan's podcast. I hope know. You guys like Tim Dolan because we like him here. Because
we, as far as comedians go, that's the only one we listen to.
Yep, 100%.
I was blown away when my friend was like, do you listen to our podcast? And I was like, what? Literally, why would I?
You're like, shut up, bitch.
You're my literal friend. I could never.
I could never. Unless you had some like insane guest on.
Unless you had Tim Dolan on. I can't listen.
Yeah.
Unless it's Barack Obama or Tim Dolan, but more either. So Tim Dolan. I'm listening.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I bet he gets asked to do podcasts so fucking much. He's probably so fucking over doing other people's podcasts.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Sometimes people ask, do you get randos asking you to do their podcast?
We have one guy and I would bet money that he has asked you to do his podcast. He will not stop emailing me. He emails me once a month and I'm like, hey, hasn't 2 years of you emailing me once a month gotten the message that I'm never gonna do it? Like, I bet you he's emailed you.
I bet you he has.
Yeah.
Or a lot of times if I look on my other inbox,
I'll show you.
Okay, show me. Cover it so it's not on camera.
Yeah. Watch, you're like, I've never heard of this guy.
I'm like, wait, what's wrong with me? He doesn't want me to do his podcast. I start getting jealous. Nope.
Okay, never mind.
Whoa. Yeah. It's also like a lot of reading.
It's a lot of reading.
I open this up and I go, yeah, could you have summed that up? And like,
please.
Like, please. 143 characters or less. Is that how much it is on Twitter?
And when you have to list all the credentials in it, you're like, that's not.
Can you believe? Yeah. Can you also believe Twitter's just called X now?
No, is it? I haven't been on Twitter in years.
It's called X.
Why?
Because Elon Musk took over and he's like, I'm changing.
It's not Twitter anymore?
No. You know, like that bird that used to be on it? Gone. It's just an X.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
The visceral reaction.
I'm upset like, about the math.
I'm still... That was nasty of you to put those hard questions on.
She goes,
I got something easy.
Yeah. You know
so
what else?
What do you think this is, Harvard?
You know what else I forgot? Like, I've gotten bad at spelling.
What? Oh, I get that.
I used to be good.
I do, dude, yeah, I get that. It's hard because our phones just, you type in one thing and it spells it all out.
And you're like, yep.
Yeah, that's it. What blows me away is when people still can't spell when we have... phones that literally spell everything for us.
I know.
And you go, what is happening here?
No. Yeah. Oh. No, nothing worse. Oh. Also, you know when you send an email and there's a typo?
Yeah. I do that a lot. Actually.
I'm obsessive. I go, oh no, I sent an email with a typo. I'm like, it's on a loop.
Yeah.
Really... And that's on mental illness. I'm like thinking about the typo I sent in an email recently for days.
And they don't even give a fuck. They like didn't even. They're like, yeah.
No. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
We get what you meant.
Yeah. Nobody actually gives a fuck.
No. But like, do you remember in school when you like had to learn how to write letters like dear sir or madam?
Yes.
Like no one's doing that in an email.
What do you mean?
Dear sir.
Dear. Yeah. Yeah.
I was hoping to meet you. Yeah.
I know.
Dear
they're like,
sir.
Like, if you open up an email with dear, I'm going to think you're someone from like China trying to get my
true.
Info.
Yeah.
Hey, dear, you think you can send me $1,000? I'm a prince from Nigeria.
Please. My family is in such turmoil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, I can. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Do you have PayPal, Venmo? Like, what's your preferred method?
I fell for a trap the other day. Not fully, but I got one. It was, like, a girl reaching out to me being, like, This is how down bad I am right now. This girl sends me a DM on Instagram and she's like, I never usually do this, but I'm getting a strong calling to reach out to you in regards to doing a reading. I can sense that you really need a tarot reading right now.
She probably listens to this podcast. She's on one of the Sad Girl episodes.
Dude, the way that she definitely was a scam, because she, no. I don't even think it was a real person. It was probably like...
They comment on under your posts and they do that.
Yeah, it was like, it's like I not got a real... Too. I'm so desperate right now for anything.
You're like, give me a sign, universe.
Yeah, and then it's just the high priestess of da da da, and I was like, okay,
no,
I know. And then I was like, kind of playing along, and I was like, okay, go. And then she was like, saying all this good stuff, and then she's like, actually, it turns out you've been cursed,
and you need to buy a candle or something,
and in order to lift this curse that's been put on you. Oh no, this is why you're not succeeding with. And I was like, okay, buy a block. And then I got another one from somebody else, and then another one. And I was like, oh, fuck off.
No, I had a meeting with a psychic like that in Los Feliz. This was a long time ago.
Where?
She was in the back of a thrift store that no longer exists.
Oh.
She was in the back of like this clothing store next to that place, the Punch Bowl.
Yeah.
She was like, she had a pop-up table and she's like, let me do a reading for you. So
do you remember her name?
The Los Feliz Psychic.
Okay, they're still there. Because you know I went the other day.
No! Did she tell you had a curse?
No.
She did that to me.
This girl's name was Crystal.
I don't know if it's the same one.
Okay. This girl was pretty, she was young.
Uh-huh.
She told you had a curse?
Yeah, and then I needed to like do all these things, and I was like,
and then they love that. Then they say, okay, well, now you need to pay $500 for a chakra balancing and the blah blah blah, and we have to give you a wax candle with your birthday, and you're gonna have to.
If I had disposable income,
girl, if I had disposable income, the way
all the curses would be gone.
They would all be gone. They would all be gone. She did a palm reading, and I was like, oh my god. And then I went home and I was like researching it, and everybody was like, palm reading is bullshit, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, this bitch tried to sell me candles, all kinds of shit.
They love it.
Wait, okay, you know what I see? You know what trips me out the most? Is when you drive by, you're like in the valley, and there's just like a random house. And it's like a sign in the driveway that's like psychic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, huh.
Yeah.
I'm not walking into your fucking house.
They all do it in their houses.
They do it in their house.
But they dress it up like... But it's like, then
but like, and it's always like, I'm like, you must be running a fucking good scam. This is not a bad location.
Right.
Like a house in Tarzana that's probably now like $1 million home that spiritual advisor is fucking living in.
But then you hear like the whole family like making food in the kitchen.
No.
Like, dude, the way.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
It's so funny.
Come on in.
I know.
Her husband's like, what the fuck? They're in a fight.
This again?
Yeah.
Pork chops again, bitch. Yeah. Oh my God. Dude, it was wild though. This one that I saw, the Los Feliz Psychic.
Not the Los Feliz Psychic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. But I saw her, and then like a couple of weeks ago, I saw another one, and they both had very similar readings. And I was like,
well, do you have cards at home?
Yes, but I do not understand them.
Okay. You know what card deck you have to get?
What?
The Wild Unknown Animal deck.
Oh, we talked about this because I had the tattoo tarot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I tried doing a reading for myself yesterday, and I got so fucking pissed off because I was like, none of this makes sense. I don't get it. Fuck this.
You can do an easy pull, like a past, present, future pull. Those are really easy to do.
But then I kept getting like Five of Swords, Six of Cups. And I hate like,
the swords.
The swords and the cups. And
there's
then,
like a body and there's like swords
I kept
in it.
Getting death. I was like, okay.
But death is just rebirth. Death's not a bad card.
It was pissing me off.
Well, because they're scary. That's why I like the animal ones. Because I'm like, oh, I got a frog. What does that mean? And then I look it up. Yeah. None of it's scary.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, a starfish.
I have gotten so many fucking tarot readings in the past couple of months. And they all say the same thing. And I'm like, is this real?
I think it's real.
And then I got some good news coming, bitch. I got some good things coming then. Because I was like, are you guys just telling me what I want to hear? I begged this one, bitch. I was like, please don't tell me this. Like, I need to know the truth. And she's like, listen, this is what it's telling me. This is the truth. And I was like, this is too good to be true. So I can't be having false hope for this shit, bitch. And she was just like.
No, false hope from a tarot reading will fuck you up.
That's why I was like, please, I'm almost begging you to tell me, like, lie. Just lie and tell me that this is, like, not what's going
to
happen. I actually
would prefer for you to tell me that it, yeah.
Please, like,
don't
tell
give me false hope.
That, exactly. I was like, if even if it is, even if that that's what you're getting, if that is the real thing, just tell me that it's not, because I can't think
yeah,
about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get that.
Every fucking read I've had is the same fucking thing. But then I'm like, is it just, do I just have like desperate subconscious energy and they're all just like glomming off of that?
No, but when you said glomming off of that, like, wait, so what's up? You don't have your...
My pendulum? Yeah. I know I don't have my pendulum today. I have too
Are you
many.
Over it?
No, I'm not over it. I just need a different chain for it. It just kept getting like locked. It just kept getting like stuck in my hair. And
that was fun.
I know. I've been playing with it a lot.
I need to get a pendulum.
I don't know. They're kind of cursed, I think.
Really?
I don't know. I just said that. I don't know why I said that.
You gave
that.
Me anxiety the second you said it. Did you see my energy completely shift?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You said really?
Really?
No, I actually hope they're not cursed because I literally use mine so much. I don't know why I said that. I just lied for no reason.
Because it's something about it that is haunting.
It's a little haunting because it's, okay, because like when I got this like psychic reading the other day, she was like, a portal's been open. Is it, have you been playing with things? And I was like, maybe it's the pendulum. No. You know? No. No, but then I was like, no, bitch, I've been cursed way before this fucking pendulum, so it can't
yeah,
be the pendulum.
It's not the pendulum.
It's the Ouija board that I played with when I was 11, and I asked it who I was going to marry.
No.
I let it's the like demons, the devil.
Yeah, honestly, let all the demons in.
The Ouija board's crazy.
It's also, I was 11. It's probably just, it was probably my dumbass fucking friends being like, fuck you, bitch. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm on my period, and I literally just felt a gush of blood.
No, yeah. That's worse when you sneeze on your period.
Yeah, God.
When you sneeze on your period, there's nothing worse.
I know. And you are you when you wake up and you just feel it like.
Oh, yeah. These men have no idea.
They have no idea. It's bitch, you know I'm wearing a pad right now, so I'm fucking sitting in it. Sitting in it.
I like a pad.
I like a
One
pad.
One thing about me, I like a pad.
I like a pad.
Tampons yeah. are weird for me
I
sometimes.
Like I like them.
What's your go-to brand?
Of tampons?
Pads.
Always?
Always.
That's an
Always
easy
makes
one.
A good pad.
I started buying the fucking like period underwear where it's
okay.
just like.
Oh, those are amazing.
Like a diaper. It's a diaper. Have.
And if you can wear it, depends. Like a friend of mine, we would do Molly like all weekend. And,
no.
And she'd be on her period and be like, you should wear. And, like we'd both start
she's
at the
just
same
shitting
time.
Herself.
No, she's like, you should wear these depends. Like I wear them
no.
to sleep.
No.
They're really comfortable.
You know, all these girls were wearing them to fucking Taylor Swift because they were like, we don't want to wait in line to go
oh,
to the
yeah,
bathroom.
Yeah,
so all these
yeah.
girls are wearing Depends to
That's
her concerts.
Crazy.
That is crazy. Like, get a life.
Please shit in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oof.
No, they're just
I couldn't
shitting
poop
themselves.
In a Depends.
No, you can't poop
Being
in
Being able
it.
To poop, but like, just.
Right. And then
like,
sit in it. And then sit in
no,
it.
You can't. You physically
unless I was
wouldn't be
physically
able to.
Ill.
Mm-mm. Right. Unless you had fucking Crohn's disease. Yeah. Like, other than that.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
So fucked.
So fucked. Well, imagine just shitting yourself and being like, let's keep partying.
When was the last time you shot yourself?
Probably pretty recently. Actually very recently.
Actually same.
Yeah. I was surprised. And I was surprised. It wasn't
I didn't know I could do that. Still.
Because I was like
it really
farting
stays with you.
And I didn't know.
It's so traumatic.
I know. And then
it's the coffee.
I know. And I was like, and what's worse about this was that, like, it had definitely been a few hours because by the time I went to go pee, the shit was dried. And I was like, oh, it was drying my pants.
Oh, like, notice. So you didn't notice?
It was like a turd. It was like a dry
no,
turd.
No.
And I was like, yeah.
No. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. I was running into Starbucks, and as I'm opening the door to Starbucks, I can just feel it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
And you're always wearing dresses, too. Were you in a dress?
No, I was in leggings.
Oh.
Did it get into the
my workout leggings?
Didn't get into
the
leggings.
It got into the leggings. I had to throw out the leggings
in the Starbucks bathroom.
No, not in the bathroom. I had to leave Starbucks after just shitting my pants.
Yeah, God, you had to throw them out.
I had to throw them out, and I definitely had like shit on my pants.
You definitely had shit on your pants,
and I had to run through Starbucks hoping nobody saw.
Everybody
That was such a bad day. Not everybody saw.
Some people saw.
Some people saw.
Damn.
That's a bad day.
Old shitty pants Sarah.
Shitty pants Shank.
Yeah.
After that, I was just like, I deserve like a treat. and like sweatpants and like a day off. I'm
gonna go get a cake pop.
Not a cake pop.
No, and the way that you probably stood in line with your shitty pants after that, because you were like, I need a little treat no. for that.
I left. I went straight home. You have to drive home in shit pants.
Yeah, that's bad.
I had to put a blanket on my seat before I sat down on my seat. Was literally worst case scenario. It was.
Were they Lululemons? Because I feel like you work out in nice things.
They were these pants that my ex got me, so fuck them.
Okay, well then, yeah, it's not so bad.
They were nice.
They were nice.
Yeah, I think about them. Oh, the pants that I shot, I think about them. Damn. But I'm like, I can't keep them. I'm always going to, they're tainted.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Anyways, that's a fun way to end the podcast.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
Wow, I could have kept going.
I was talking about shitting myself. I love
talking about that.
I know. Are you open about your pooping?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
I'm shitting not. With my boyfriends with the fucking door open, dude.
No.
Oh, yeah. I be do shitting you? With a door open.
Yep.
You do too?
Yes, I do. In the shower, while he's in the shower.
You're like, I shit in the shower.
No.
Just so you know. No.
I shit with him in the shower.
No.
No, no.
Hey, no. No. Okay, no. Good.
While he's in the shower.
I
took it too literally.
And I get that.
The thought of like, I don't know. I'm weird with my pooping.
Yeah.
Like me telling this story, humiliating.
Humiliating.
But it can happen. Once it can happen to even me.
Once you get comfortable with farting, and you're farting all bets for a while, your poop's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I fart, I'm like, I'm going to shit in front of you tomorrow.
No.
Like, that's a, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of farting.
You let the fart go farting. When you're peeing.
Yeah, that's where it starts.
When you're peeing and then you just let it all out.
Yeah.
You don't even try to cover
that's
it.
Actually, that's actually one of my favorite ways to fart.
Yeah.
While peeing a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
What was that? I don't know what that was. I'm scared.
Yeah. Oh. That wasn't for me. I don't have an asshole.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Only when we do anal.
Oh my God.
Okay.
All right. let's wrap it up. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram.
At Gabby Lammy.
At Gabby Lammy or TikTok. My TikTok is dead and so is my Instagram. But if you want to find me there, you can.
She's going back to school.
Learning math.
Not math.
Philosophy.
I like to sit around and philosophize.
Yeah, me too.
That's like a that one seems fun.
I'm very spiritual these days, so I like to talk about all these kinds of things. Yeah. I want to be learning, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any shows coming up you
want to promote? I'll be in Tacoma, Washington, the 24th through the 26th, opening for Felipe Esparza.
Hell yeah.
I don't even know where, but that's where I'll be.
In November.
November 24th through the 26th, Felipe Esparza, Tacoma, Washington. Find me with him.
Hell yeah. Buy tickets. Gabby's really funny. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you next week on Shank. Bye.